now. Hi, Paul. Can you hear us?
Hi, David. Hi, David. David, nice to speak with you today. How's your day going?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to you, too. So, you know, Ray wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, answer all of your questions, and you also do qualify as a young company. I mean, obviously, you got the experience, but combining forces fairly recently, less than a year, makes it a new business that you would actually get a reduced rate here. Now, you're familiar with that local map or that pack result on Google? I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something and don't know who to call. And that does mean that your customers will be able to find you without already knowing the name of your business. They're just going on Google. They're going on Bing. They're typing in the keywords related to really any of the services that you provide. And I know that you do a lot of different services, everything from handyman services to residential re-roofs, and you work with commercial clients too, right?
Yeah, I have my contractor's license.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. And, you know, it's all designed to get your phone ringing, to make sure that you're one of the options that people see in the exact moment they're looking for someone to call. So it's not a lead-based service. You know, no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it's just going to be a flat rate. And it is, of course, on a month-to-month basis. Now, that being said, you do qualify for that reduced rate. In fact, the new in-business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's going to save you exactly, well, $300, a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. It would bring the rate down from what would otherwise have been $599 a month to just $299. And that's the exact amount, David, so you're not paying for leads on top of that. Of course, the calls come directly to you, so you're not chasing down a lead or in a bidding war with your competition. We'll make sure that people are able to find that website and, of course, call you directly. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Is it you say it's just a month to month. I mean, if I do it for 2 months and I don't feel like I'm getting my calls, I mean, I can cancel at any time.
It is month to month. It is completely at will, so you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on or if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. But as long as you're using the service, it is that exact amount, that $299. It's to the penny. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Well, I will definitely give y'all a shot for 2 or 3 or 4 months and see how it goes.
Well, you know, I think you're going to love it, you know, because most people use Google, right? If they don't use Google, they're using Bing. You'll be listed there as well. Now, is it Core Contractors of Magnolia? And I know it's the LLC, and you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name as well, right?
That doesn't really matter.
Well, it is a personal preference, and, you know, it's totally up to you. We just want it to be listed the same everywhere. You can leave it off if you
like. Right. No, that's fine.
Okay. The phone number that we're speaking on.
I had a heavy equipment business for 25 years, and I was, when you Googled me, I was on the first page.
Yeah, and you know, that's where we go. 9 times out of 10, we hire someone off of what we see on the first page of Google. We don't call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We certainly don't use the yellow pages anymore. When we get your phone ringing, David, is this the number that we're speaking on right now, is this the number you want your customers to call?
Yes, sir. That's my cell phone.
It is your cell phone. I was going to ask. So you can receive text messages on that number. Now, most of the time, you will simply get direct calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Calls will come directly to you. The other thing I did want to ask, although I do see a physical address online for your business itself is actually, well, service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not like a physical showroom or brick-and-mortar location you would want your customers to know about?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the 261 Columbia Road, is that a residence?
Yes, sir, uh-huh.
It is. Okay. So, of course, Google doesn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed city.
Well, it depends on what she looks like.
Well, that's pretty funny. did you have any particular preference of residential over commercial or vice versa or no real preference at all?
The only place I can use more business is the roofing.
Right.
I do industrial roofs. I do metal roofs. I do tab roofs. My remodel crew, I only got about 12 master carpenters, and man, we stay busy. I mean, we work 6 and 7 days a week. I'm not saying I wouldn't want to bid on a job here and there. Depends on location wise, but
sure.
I can go 100, 150 miles. You know, I got 2 crews in North Louisiana, so I would like to concentrate, you know, around the Monroe, Shreveport, Ruston area up and down I-20.
For roofing.
In residential. Right, for roofing,
Okay, perfect. And then Rachel did not get your last name, sir.
Yes, she did. I told her she just didn't hear it. Braswell.
Braswell? She didn't type it in anyway.
Braswell.
Braswell. All right, perfect.
Yes.
And then, Mr. Braswell, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will be scheduling what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will take about a half an hour speaking with you about all the services you want to be found for, your service area, specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods, etc. that you want to be found, anything unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It takes about 5 minutes. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that reduced rate, the fixed rate, that it is a month-to-month service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, before I do get to that voice verification and schedule that follow-up call, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
Let me look here, see what's on top. I got all of them.
Yeah, me too.
It's like MasterCard's on top.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, MasterCard.
All right.
All right, I do have a question. I do have a couple questions. Y'all have not asked for my email address. Some people like to email instead of call.
I will get that before we're done, but let me get to it right now. I was actually looking online as I was speaking with you, trying to find it on my own. Now, when, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call you directly. But, of course, when we reach out to you, we do use phone, we do use text, we do use email, and some of your customers will want to send an email to you as well. What is a good email address, then, for you or for your business, David?
It's David Ray, RayBras, @gmail.com.
So David, RayBras, @gmail.com.
Yes. Okay. And one more question. On that email, will you send me an email in case I do have some questions? It will be I can call somebody and talk to them direct and not a computer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to have my contact information, my toll-free, and my direct extension. You'll also, if I am on a phone call already, you'll have access Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to speak with the live customer support agent. You can email us 24/7. We will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day if they get it very late in the day or after hours.
Okay.
And then, Mr. Braswell, you said that card was a Visa card, right? Is that David Braswell?
No, it's a MasterCard.
MasterCard.
I said MasterCard.
Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
No, it's first, last,
okay.
And then it says Core Contractor, LLC, underneath.
Okay, gotcha. And then that should start with the 5, all MasterCards do. Mr. Braswell, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, it's 5151, quadruple zero, 1358, 5183.
And then the expiration?
1128.
And
202.
Last, 202 on the back. So I've got 202 on the back of the card. I've got 11 or November of 2028 for the expiration date. Mr. Braswell, was the card itself 5151-00-1358-5183?
Yeah, and the zip code is 71753.
71753. Now, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system as soon as I get through the voice verification. Our automated system will send that out to you. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. David, like I said, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can email 24/7, of course. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute or so after I get through that voice verification, and you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we're just about to go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. I do have that voice verification pulled up, David. Like I said, it is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Braswell, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Core Contractors of Magnolia, LLC.
Okay, that is exactly how I have that. And then, David, please state your name and your official title within the business.
David Braswell, own 50% of Core Contractors of Magnolia.
So as a co-owner of Core Contractors of Magnolia, LLC, Mr. Braswell, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That's correct.
Of course. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is month to month. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Right.
Of course. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, David, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, that's 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Braswell, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of the Angie leads. There's no conflict there. The reason we even ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, David, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Braswell, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir. And I am active on Angie's List.
Yes, I did see that. Like I said.
Okay, we'll let you know that up front.
Of course, and there is no direct conflict with paying for leads or being part of Angie's, even if it's a month-to-month with them and being on that first page. Well, let me put it this way. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So, you know, of course, we're not saying you cannot hire somebody else, but if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can simply make sure that the information is accurate, okay? Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being that fixed flat rate and a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 20th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Mr. Braswell, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and of course, social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included as well. Now, it is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 20th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Again, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date at Mr. Braswell, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. David, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, David, as we've been speaking, I'm trying to find a website for you. Ray says that you do have a website, but she didn't list anything here. Is there an active website with a domain for your business?
My wife takes care of that stuff.
Okay. I wasn't able to find one, and if there is not one, we would build one for you at no additional cost, okay? Now, for that client interview, we'll schedule that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. If you are available, it looks like I can get you in at 11 o'clock, 12, or 1 this afternoon. There's at least one spot available for 3, 4, or 5 o'clock.
Yep, let's do 3 o'clock. So I want my wife to be there where she can talk to them about the website and all.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And this is, though, still a good phone number for us to call you at 3 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it rings about 18 hours a day.
All right, so we're going to schedule
Thank
that
goodness.
Call. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good thing. We're going to schedule that call from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. It is a one-hour window. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes, so it will get to you right at or very near the beginning of the hour. Takes about a half an hour after that. If I am available when that technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning.
Your name is Bob?
My name is Paul.
Paul, okay.
Paul, yeah, P-A-U-L. If I am in between phone calls, I'll be on that call as well, just to answer any quick questions that you might have, introduce you to your technician, and then, of course, hand it over to them. If I am on a call, that's okay. I'll try to keep my line open, though, but they're going to call you no matter what, and they will have your file. They'll take really good care of you. Now, whether I am on that follow-up call or not, David, I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security here on your account, a simple question and answer. Meaning if anyone calls us telling us that they're with Core Contractors of Magnolia LLC, even if it's you or your wife, when we recognize you, we may still ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And, of course, equally important, maybe more important, about a week or so from now, if you start getting phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, someone says they're Google, say they say they're local Splash, make sure they know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and also the answer as well as the question. If they can't give you that information right away, it's not us. Don't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, know right away that wouldn't be us, and just politely let them go. You don't even have to ask if they know the answer to the security question. That voice verification was recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states it only bills once a month on the 20th for exactly $2.99. It'll never be a penny more. Now, your options, David, for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City.
City. And then what is the answer?
Magnolia.
Magnolia. Okay, I got to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? It says local Splash initial invoice.
Not yet.
It hasn't come through yet?
No, sir.
Okay. Be on the lookout for it, and our technician can walk you through it if you have any questions. It's pretty straightforward. We just want you to verify that you are the authorized holder inside of the card, verify that you'll allow us to send you text messages or SMS messages, then it's going to want you to type in your first and last name. It is case sensitive, so the David, the D and the B are capitalized. That's going to allow us to do a couple of things, make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. Of course, it lets us know that you know it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced the cost of the service, that we'll even do a website if necessary at no additional cost. So it's an important step in the process. Of course, our technician can help you if you have any questions when that call is made at or maybe couple minutes after 3 o'clock. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get your business name out there in front of the people looking for your services, and especially target, you know, Shreveport and all those places that you want to focus for the roofing. And of course, we do want to earn your business 1 month at a time. That's why it's month to month, David. But hopefully we'll be able to say a quick hello to you here before the end of the day. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care. We'll be talking to you in that 3 o'clock hour.
I got one question.
Of course,
sure. Can you tell me, Paul, that when the customer calls, they will mention your name first, or
No. No, customers are just going to call you directly. But if anyone calls you...
Well, I know that, but you said for code reasons, you know, if I start getting solicited that are really not jobs or something, you know...
Right. I mean, they wouldn't necessarily mention my name, but they should know it. If anyone calls you and says that they're local Splash, if they say that they're Google calling you for your business, you just want to make sure that they are actually with us, because the unfortunate byproduct of being listed online for your customers to call is that you might get solicitation phone calls. You might even get someone misrepresenting themselves. That's why it's important to know the security question. I mean, they might not be you know, mentioning my name by at the beginning, but they should know it. You know, I mean, you could ask them and say, hey, you know, who's the guy that I spoke with originally? They would even be able to tell you that you spoke with Ray before she transferred the call over to me. And again, my name is Paul, but they would definitely within a few seconds be able to tell you both the security answer, which is Magnolia, and the city that you were born in as the question. And if they can't tell you that, then don't entertain that phone call. That's somebody else misrepresenting themselves. But like I said, your voice verification was attached to your account. It's clear, it's straightforward. It bills once a month for $2.99 and never a penny more. So if anyone is ever calling you and telling you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that's some sort of scam call. It would not be us. And you can always just double check and say, well, what's my security question, or what's the answer to my security question? And if they don't say just 1 second and give you the answer within seconds, then just let them go.
Okay.
All right. All right, David, I appreciate
you. I got one more question. Before my 3 o'clock call, or between 3 and 4, I need to get my geographic map out and kind of scope it out and where I really want to concentrate, correct?
Well, you would want to tell us where you want to be found and, of course, all the different services that you want to be found for, but do keep in mind that anything and everything can be updated at any point. You know, if we're adding a different service, if we're adding a different city, you know, we can always make those changes, and there's never any additional cost for that. So if you get off the phone call and say, oh, shoot, I want to get found here as well, then just let us know. That wouldn't be a problem. We can always add that later on.
Okay.
All right. All right, David, real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'll be between phone calls when our technician calls you at 3 o'clock.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, too, David. Thank you very much. You have a great day. Bye now.
You too.
Bye.